Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. Bill Ford, Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. If you're Rory McIlroy, you have to be absolutely livid about how this whole thing went down because you were fighting against the LIV Tour and being there arm in arm with the PGA Tour and Jay Monahan and being outspoken in every single press conference about how you're going to stick with the PGA Tour and the tradition and everything else. I know Tiger Woods said similar things, but Tiger's towards the back end of his career and Rory's still right there in his prime, the top of leaderboards. And of course, he was offered a ton of money just like Tiger Woods was. But I mean, those two guys were outspoken and basically had relationships that were tarnished because of the each take that the players had on it. Like Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka were not going to be friendly any longer. Rory McIlroy cannot stand Greg Norman. Rory McIlroy was going after just about every Cam Smith he made comments about when he left after winning the Open Championship last year. And now Rory McIlroy watches this partnership happen and all these guys that he was chastising and saying were doing the wrong thing, and he was the stand-up guy, are on Twitter basically crowing about it, going, Phil Mickelson, great day, with a smiley face, heart eye emoji. Brooks Koepka, someone better do a welfare check on Chambly, meaning
Brandon Chambly,
the former
player who's now announcer on Golf Channel,
who always has been slamming LIV Golf and crushing guys like Brooks Koepka. So, I mean, it is a situation that is so touchy between these players, and eventually everybody will get together and make a bunch of money and whatever will be in the past. But if you're Rory, you got to feel like a fool today, or having been made to feel like a fool. He isn't a fool, but he has to feel like people put him in a position to look like a fool.
You know, it was interesting when you listen to what Rory McIlroy has been saying over about the last month or so. You know, he was intimating, and he kind of backed off some of his initial anger and was intimating that, you know, there is a potential for these groups to come together, but Greg Norman's got to be out of the room. We need adults in the room. And that's what he basically said. Greg Norman is toxic, and, you know, and I don't want him anywhere near this. And Greg Norman knew nothing about this, by the way. They were the morning of, they told him. So he didn't know. And again, this was done clandestinely, and it was without transparency. And that's what would piss me off as a player. And I would have loved to have been on that phone call with Jimmy Dunn when he calls Rory McIlroy to tell him, by the way, this is what's going on. But I do believe that Rory kind of maybe knew something, and maybe they were preparing him for this potential, because he did modify some of his initial stances the last couple weeks.
And Colin Morikawa tweeted out, I love finding out news on Twitter, basically meaning, you know, I'm one of the top players in the world. You'd think that I've had some sort of clue as to what was going on with this thing, and I did not. I mean, that's what I took from that tweet out of him.
Yeah, and also remember, too, that the players on the PGA Tour are independent contractors. So when they have a meeting with the commissioner, and it's a players-only meeting, it's just the players themselves. It's not a union representing them or anything. So all and I remember trying to keep the quarterback club together, how difficult that was. Because everybody has their own way of thinking about their own game and who's more important, who's the most, who's the better player, who is the most popular player, that type of thing. And I would imagine that's probably one of the issues that goes on within the PGA Tour. You know, who is the most popular player on the tour? And, you know, and that's why Liv went after certain players and certain players turned them down, because they knew that having a guy like Matsuyama on their side would have been a huge boon to maybe the interest from, you know, Japan.
Yeah, absolutely. And he turned down that money, and he's never going to be able to make that up. Now, he's going to be set for life. He's got generational money, don't get me wrong. But over $200 million from Liv that he turned down because of the morality of it and thinking that joining Liv was the wrong thing to do. Now, sticking with the PGA Tour, who now gets in bed with Liv, and he could have said, well, hell, I could have gone there for $250 million guaranteed if I knew this was going to happen. We've gotten a room together, and everybody stuck together, and I was one of the bastions of the right thing, the right side.
Yeah, a lot of the guys,
McElroy, now look.
Right, and a lot of guys that went to Liv initially got signing bonuses, and then they had to play for the rest of their money.
Yeah.
And those signing bonuses aren't going back. Now the question is, I can't wait to see this, you know, how the PGA Tour now reincorporates the Liv players back into their tour. And is it fine, suspensions? I mean, you know, and supposedly it's going to be under the PGA Tour guidelines and rules. I mean, you know, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to one thing. How do you pay off the PGA Tour players and make them happy so you now can allow the Liv players to come back onto the PGA Tour? That's, and when money is involved and personalities are involved, this is the kind of conflict that you love.
Let's go to Al, who's calling from Tom's River. What's up, Al?
Yeah, how you doing? As soon as I heard this, it reminded me of The Godfather. But Monahan's like Hyman Roth. Because it wasn't personal. It just has to do with business with Saudi Arabia. We didn't ask who gave the order. Because it was just business. Mm. That's all they care about.
Yeah, I mean, I think when it comes down to it, when the two options are we're going to be sunk because of the legal fees and how the discovery, as Boomer was saying, of the collusion that was going to come out in this lawsuit that Liv filed against the PGA Tour after the PGA Tour filed their lawsuit against Liv, it was basically two choices. We either have to take the money, get in bed with them, and have a partnership with them, or we watch the PGA Tour crumble to the ground because we have no other way out.
I would really be interested to know which one of the people around Jay Monahan went to Liv and said, we need to sit down and talk about this, and we can create a huge entity where you could be a part of it, we could be a part of it, and if you give us $5 billion, you know, we'll make you partners or something. You know, I don't know what the valuation of the PGA Tour is, but it's got to be massive. You know, like Jeff Bezos, you can't buy the Commanders, but, you know, you can buy the PGA Tour if you want.
Yeah.
And I think kind of like that's exactly what happened here. So this public investment fund is coming in as a sponsor. So how much money are they giving the PGA Tour, right? What kind of check are they writing?
Well,
what
billions.
Is the valuation?
Yeah, I mean, it's billions.
Is it $5 billion? Because if it's $5 billion and you don't share that with the players, you're going to have a whole other set of circumstances going on.
I can't even imagine
what the agents of the players are thinking.
Well, they're thinking that we... Yeah, but here... What, they got nowhere else to go for money, though. That's the thing. You know?
Yeah, they do. There's plenty of entities out there that would have...
I'm saying the players at this point. When you ask the question, what are the agents saying? It's not like the agents are going to be like, oh, we'll go to this tour or that tour. Or we'll have you play over here. I mean, they got no choice.
Unless the players come to, well, they won't now because the players that are at Liv, they don't have a problem with Liv. I mean, because the Liv came through with the money that they offered them and they took it. But if the players collectively got together and said, we're not playing any of your goddamn tournaments until we get what we want.
I don't know if
there's the will to do that on the player side.
What do you think would have happened if Jay Monahan just came out yesterday and said, listen, I didn't want this to go this way, but we're up against an opponent here that we can't defeat because they've got more money than God, and if we want to save the PGA Tour, this is the only way to go about it. And I know I look like an idiot. and I know I look hypocritical, and everybody should be mad at me, but I had to make a choice. It was either get in bed with the people I don't like to save golf as we know it,
yeah,
or watch it go right down the tubes. What do you think would have happened if you said that?
You know, I think other people are saying that, like me.
No, I'm saying, but what if
I know,
said
I know, but he can't say that because he's sitting there with this Saudi Arabian representative who runs this public investment fund, who is now essentially going to become the chairman of the entity that they're both putting together. Again, I go back to they're politically backed in the corner, financially backed in the corner, legally backed in the corner, and then on top of that comes this offer from the public investment fund of Saudi Arabia that is probably north of $5 billion, I would imagine. And I can see, like, the clandestine meetings going on, talking about this kind of money, with his advisors coming back to him saying, look, they want to invest $5 billion, if in fact that's the number, into the PGA Tour. How do we say no to that? Because the practical Wall Street guy down here will tell you, you got to take the money.
Like Donald Trump said.
It's like Donald Trump said. You know, Mr. Like, you know, America First is saying, take the money from Saudi Arabia and having a golf tournament at his freaking Bedminster golf course.
Well, he's
right in the shadow of the World Trade Center.
Well, he's always been a businessman first, right?
That's
I think they're fantastic.
There's your America First guy.
China. China.
Yeah.
A cat named Vagina. Vagina.
There you go.
All right.
China. Vagina.
Jesus.
Let's go to Dennis in Bergen County. What's going on, Dennis?
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
What's happening, D?
So I think what this is going to lead to is with the merger of PJ and LIV, I think it's going to lead to the other sports doing the same thing. If you have a weaker commissioner for these other MLB or NBA, whatever it is, I think that they may do the same thing. Start their own league, try and get players that may have either on the back end or have a big name, give them these big contracts, and stir the pot for other leagues to do the same thing and kind of force them out to have their own for them to go into their the other leagues.
Yeah, Dennis, I mean, this is something we've been talking about. If anybody thinks that this is over with LIV Golf winning this battle, it's not. And I think that this just makes it even more prevalent in the minds of those that are over there with this Saudi investment group that they can win with these other leagues. I mean, if they were able to do this and do this in short order, I mean, think about it. This was quick that they came in and took over.
Well, but really, it's 2 years of disruption and distraction, as Jay Monahan did say, and a lot of money on the table. That's a lot of things to lose, including jobs and reputation, and maybe even the tour. Maybe that's how they'll explain it to the players, or maybe that's how they have explained it to the players. I don't even think they really know what the entity is going to look like at this point.
Let's go to Mike in Morristown. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
I appreciate you guys talking about this stuff, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I was actually in Saudi Arabia 2 months ago meeting with PIF. I work on Wall Street, and really interesting. I mean, like nothing you've ever seen before. They won't even talk to anybody for an investment if it's not a $300 million plus investment. That's kind of crazy. Secondly, I watched the interview yesterday where Monahan was sitting with the Saudi representative, and Boomer, one of your points earlier was, who was it that made the overture? He said Jimmy Dunn reached out to the guy from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, there you go.
And then they arranged stuff in London. Thirdly, the only thing I'm disagreeing with what you're saying, and I disagree with the prior caller, is golf was uniquely susceptible to this type of thing happening. And the reason why it was uniquely susceptible was because the players, like you said, Boomer, are independent contractors. So the total addressable market of players that could actually be picked off at any one time is basically 100% of all players. So it's much, much easier to pick off a large swath of players when nobody really is under contract. So when you think about the MLB or NHL or NBA or whatever it might be, there's players that are under contract. They can't just be picked off at any given time. Who Saudi Arabia theoretically could pick off are free agents at any given time, or people who just they don't want to sign, or people coming out of college.
That's why we thought Kyrie Irving would be the perfect guy to lead the NBA over there, because he's a free agent right now. And nobody's going to give him a supermax.
Right. He's the perfect guy.
Yeah, but there's very few players at any given time, maybe 10 or 20% of the total players can be picked off in any one year. So nothing could move as quickly. And then secondly, so because of that, they can't really buy the entire league at one time. And then secondly, the way in which they've done it in soccer is they bought Newcastle and another group.
Yeah, they're buying individual teams, yes.
Teams.
And they're also buying players to play on their teams in their country.
And also, Mike, it might not happen as fast, but not every PGA Tour player went over to live. I mean, a couple of real top guys went over there, as we know, but there was a bunch of golfers that stayed. So, I mean, think about it. You get the top free agents in any class, and you start with them, and you give them money that these other teams can't match. I mean, you just build every single year.
Right, I know. And, Mike, let me just ask you this question real quickly, since you are working on Wall Street, you have been over to Saudi Arabia, you have sat down with the public investment fund. How many companies on Wall Street, you know, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan with Jamie Dimon, how many of those companies are actually doing business in Saudi Arabia?
I mean, like, all of them. You go there, I was in Riyadh. Like, there's McDonald's, there's Raising Cane's Chicken, there's the Cheesecake Factory, there's Chuck E. Cheese. I went over there and my wife was saying, she was hearing the Live news earlier, and I said to her, you know, she's saying, well, isn't this kind of crazy what's going on? I said, have you ever taken an Uber? I said, you take an Uber all the time. The largest investor in Uber prior to their IPO by far was PIF, was the Saudi Arabian Investment Fund. So unless you're going to tell me that you're never going to take an Uber again, like, it's a really, really hard line to draw on the entire thing. And everybody, the media makes it out to be a big deal. And I sort of look at it and I say, gosh, like, everybody's there. Everybody is there. So this might get a lot of notoriety, but it's a different thing. And Gio's, as it relates to the total number of players that could be picked off, my point would be, if 100% of players on the PGA Tour could be picked off at any time, and 5% of them actually ended up going to live, you create a critical mass much quicker.
Yeah.
Whereas if only 10% of players are available at any given time in the NBA or the NHL or Major League Baseball, you're only going to get, like, you know, 0.5% of the entire addressable pool, and you can't create a critical mass as quickly.
No, it makes sense. No, it's a great point. I just don't think that's going to stop them. I mean, I know exactly what you're saying, and it's a great point, and it was a very, very good call, but I still think they're going to try. They're going
to
try.
I don't see the NHL plan in Riyadh anytime soon to get rid of the players' escrow plan.
Right.
I mean, as much as Gary Bettman would love to do that and the players would love to make the extra money, I don't think hockey is, like, the number one thing.
No, that's going to happen.
Golf is a prestige sport.
Sure.
You know, it's just like, you know, like horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
There's prestige attached to it. Even major boxing events. F1's another one.
Yeah.
You know, these are all prestigious events. And look, I'm assuming that the kingdom over there, you know, wants to be a part of those types of events, whether we like it or not. And the fact is, as Mike just said, you have every company in America. I don't know of a company that has come out and said, you know, we're not doing business with them.
The Chuck E. Cheese in Riyadh? Or you go there, you play skee ball, you get enough tickets to get a surface-to-air missile. Like, how does that work? The Chuck E. Cheese in Riyadh?
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is. You're not getting a missile. I don't know what to tell you, man. The other problem, and we said this earlier on this morning, the biggest problem is the hypocritical nature of what's going on here. And all the things that had been said over the last year, and then all of a sudden, after Jimmy Dunn reaches out to the Saudi Investment Fund, because I'm sure he's done business with them in some way, shape, or form with his background, now everything changes. And oddly enough, he gets put on the PGA Tour's, you know, board for policy.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
And, you know, and he lost a number of his employees, Sandler O'Neill, and he's doing business with them.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Gary's got his Monday Night Cornhole jersey on this morning. The MNCL at Recco Sports, and I like that. I love the logo there with the two cornhole boards.
Created by Tom Izzo.
Nice.
Yes. How about that?
You know, this is what I love about you, Jerry. Jerry Recco Sports branches out. You bring in people. You're bringing people together.
Yes.
You know, both as cornhole players, but then you get Izzo involved to design the jerseys.
No, you know, he designed the logo.
Oh, that's it. Just the logo.
My guy Keith Gabloff designed the jersey.
Oh.
You know what Izzo did for me a few years ago, which I paid him for? He came out there and did a video.
Hold on, he's right here. Hold on. It's Saudi Arabia. They'd like to buy Recco Sports.
Oh, there you go. Hey.
Hold on.
There you go. Yasser. How are you doing? Name price.
You name. Wait, call EJ first. Make sure EJ's on board.
Yes.
Yeah. We're getting rid of EJ.
EJ's in.
Yeah, we gotta buy EJ out.
Cash! Cash! Give me cash!
That's stupid.
God.
Recco Sports.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I mean, listen, we can set the valuation like $500 million. Mike from Morristown called in, said they're not interested in anything less than $300 million worth of investment.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it really is.
I was just watching this CNBC show with Monahan and Yasser Al-Rumyan.
Okay.
His name.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, billions of, he had 100% said this is a billions of an investment.
100% is right. And Jimmy Dunn was the one who basically put them together, right?
Yep. Yeah. So let me give you some of the sounds. So we're brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com and by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. This was CNBC. First things first, this is how the host starts it with Monahan.
Jay, I can do a very quick Google search and find lots of not particularly nice things you were saying about not the PIF, but Liv.
And then so he said, so what happens now that you've kind of turned the...
We're creating a for-profit LLC that the PIF is going to invest in alongside the DP World Tour. And together, we're going to move forward and we're going to take efforts to grow and expand this great game and to take it to new heights.
The key thing right there is that we are creating a for-profit entity.
Correct.
And that's the key word because, you know, I don't think Saudi Arabia wants to have the IRS looking into their papers, if you will, if they're going to be a non-for-profit.
Yeah.
Here was another one. We'll just pay the taxes. We'll give you the money. We'll pay the taxes. We got plenty of money.
They got plenty of money.
Sure.
Here's Monahan just figuring it out.
We've recognized that together we can have a far greater impact on this game than we can working apart. And I give Yasser great credit for coming to the discussions with an open heart and an open mind.
Oh, with an open heart.
We did the same. And the game of golf is better for what we've done here today.
See, the thing about that disingenuous comment is the fact that they would not have met with Yasser 2 years ago.
Correct.
No way. Not even close. They just shut the door on it, and that's one of the things that pissed off Phil Mickelson.
Mm-hmm. Yasser said it's going to be much better now, because had they done it back then, now there's been attention, and it's going to be much bigger now. So that's a good thing. Here was Yasser.
Billions.
How things started.
I received a call from Jimmy Dunn, who's one of the board members at the PGA Tour. And, you know, he just called me and introduced himself and said we would love for us to meet.
Listen to this.
And I asked him immediately, would you like us to sign an NDA? He said, no, there is no need. And that kind of trust is how we started the relationship.
All right.
That was when I pulled my pants down and began to bend over the PGA Tour at that very moment.
We're talking about trust and open hearts. I mean, holy crap. Joke. Yeah, I shouldn't watch this stuff because it makes you want to vomit.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. And they have to know how ridiculous they sound.
Well, they do.
Jay
Monahan does know. He knows exactly. That's why. Now, and this also really does fully explain Rory McIlroy's comments about a potential merger. I'm telling you, Jimmy Dunn told them because they're buddies.
Yeah,
and he was very silent the last few weeks, very quiet.
Yes, yeah. So he had to, see, that is the other thing. If he knows, then Colin Morikawa doesn't know. Like, who the hell are you that you would know that I wouldn't know? You see what I'm saying? Because
well,
now the individual
was on the front lines there, though, man. Like, yeah. He was the guy.
Well, so was Colin. All those guys were. Hideki Matsuyama was.
McIlroy was also the bigger personality.
Yeah, he was fighting every single press conference. He was the guy. He was the one who was the flagship player against Liv, more than anybody else.
Right. Hey, Duncan in Jersey City, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? Listen, I listen to a lot of sports talk radio around the channels, different formats, and, you know, you guys are the best for a couple of reasons. Number one, there's no stupid hot takes to draw attention to you. Love that. And you're not, you know, fat cats just sitting around collecting paycheck. You're putting in great shows. Two down-to-earth guys. All the heat Boomer takes, he's an NFL star quarterback, and he's such a down-to-earth guy.
Keep talking. Yes, thank you.
I was waiting for that, Eddie.
Yes.
That's why we all love listening in, and it's not a PC show, another thing that we love. But let me tell you, listen also to Stern in the morning. I've never had a spit-out-the-coffee moment like Gio just gave us a few minutes ago when he was talking about the Chuck E. Cheese in Saudi Arabia. And when the kids are playing, they get enough tickets, what are they going to get? A surface-to-air missile. You ruined my clothes for the day. I got to go home and change now, Gio.
Oh, thanks, Duncan. I appreciate it. But
yeah, that was a really funny comment.
That was very nice of Duncan to say all those things.
Where the hell did that come from, by the way?
When Mike in Morristown said a Chuck E. Cheese in Riyadh, I'm just thinking, how could you not
put those two things together?
Yeah, okay.
Anyway. Not everybody. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's a poor choice of words. Many people not happy with this. One being Brandel Chambly on the Golf Channel. His reaction when this broke yesterday. Yeah, here it is.
After the shock sort of ebbed away, I was hugely disappointed. I think this is one of the saddest days in the history of professional golf. I do believe that the governing bodies, the entities, the professional entities have sacrificed their principles for profit.
There you go. Pretty straight shooter.
Yeah, 100% they have. I mean, that's part of capitalism, too. I just wonder, I wonder about this new entity and whether or not the FTC or the DOJ get involved in allowing the entity to go through. But then again, they're so focused on Donald Trump, it may not matter.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, there's so much money there, and the politicians love money, too. There's going to be some sort of antitrust exemption that goes on with this thing, just like the NFL gets. I would be shocked if anybody stepped in and tried to stop this, and this be a platform that someone stood on. It wouldn't make much sense.
From golf to baseball, out at the stadium last night, you had the White Sox beating the Yankees 3-2, and all three runs off the bat of one man.
The 0-1, a high fly ball to right down the line. Calhoun to the corner, and it has gone a home run right by the foul pole in the first seat.
Yep, 320 feet. just enough. That's what it was measured at. John Sterling back in the booth here on the Fan. Savala then homered again. A two-run shot gave Chicago a 3-0 lead. They would hold on to beat the Yankees 3-2. Here was Clark Schmidt. He took the loss, gave up both home runs. He's like, yeah, Savala got me.
First AB was kind of a unique one with the homer, but obviously I give him credit. He put a good swing on a good pitch, and the second one just made a mistake pitch. Should have gone in with the heater. I felt like we went to the well a little bit too much away and made a mistake pitch, and he made a good swing on it.
Lucas Giolito, the win.
Yeah, Giolito's slider was filthy last night.
Couldn't pitch past 99, though. Six no-hit innings.
Yeah, I know. They were talking about it last night that, you know, there was no way, and I think it was Paul O'Neill brought it up, there was no way that he was going to see the end of the game, even if he has a no-hitter, because of the analytics.
Why?
That's why.
Why? Why can't you go out there and have a seven-pitch seventh inning?
You know, I interviewed Ryan Pressly, the closer for the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
And, you know, last year he was on the back end of two combined no-hitters. You know what's interesting to me? Like, he didn't even know when he was coming onto the field.
Oh, I believe that.
There was no hitter was in play.
Yeah.
Until he got to the mound and looked back at the scoreboard and saw that there was a zero under the H in the line score. Yeah.
Those guys are out in the bullpen.
What the hell are you doing out there? How do you not know that?
Who knows what they're doing?
Yeah. That guy was a great guy, too, man.
And by the way, forget about the no hitter last night. What I was thinking about when I was watching this guy pitch was he needs to be on the Yankees at the trade deadline because he is going to get moved. And they lost out on Luis Castillo last year. They've had ridiculous rotation issues so far this year. Who the hell knows about Rodon? Get him. Trade for him. I mean, he'll probably end up being hurt like every other guy that Brian Cashman brings up. Trade for him.
He's well, got a great delivery, too. Mets trade for him?
They could.
You know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, I got to give Big Head a little, you know, credit for this because he was talking about this last night about this could be one of the teams that people raid at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
The problem is they're in the Central, so they're going to be
they're
in the mix.
Even though they're 8-9 games under 500.
I know they're still going to be in the mix because the Central stinks.
Yeah, well, look at the Orioles last year, though. They were like a game and a half out of the wild card. They hadn't been to the playoffs in forever, and they still traded away their best player, Trey Mancini, at the deadline. So some teams are just like, we're not going to win a championship. Who cares? We got to reload, and we're not going to beat the best teams in the league.
I kind of feel like the White Sox are one of those teams that spend money and try to remain relative and competitive.
Yeah.
But always seem to find a way to kind of blow it at the end.
Well, Yankees, White Sox again tonight. We'll have it on the Fan at 6:25. As for the Mets, they wound up losing to the Braves 6-4. They had a rain delay without rain in Atlanta. They were up 4-1 thanks to home runs from Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso. Both came in the same inning, but Atlanta blew right by them. Carlos Carrasco, a no decision. Drew Smith, the loss. That's 4 in a row for the Mets, who are now 30-31 on the season, and they are 6.5 behind Atlanta in the end. At least you get Max Scherzer, Charlie Morton later tonight on WCBS 880. A former Met, Jacob DeGrom, has a long road ahead. His season has been shut down. He needs Tommy John surgery for a second time. He is done until at least the end of next season. That would be the soonest he could be back. Here was DeGrom on the road ahead that he faces.
It's tough, but I went through this before, and you know, I know what it takes to get back. So that's the goal. Go out there, you know, rehab the best I can, and be around to help, you know, any way I can.
He will be 35 years old later this month, so we shall see. Be 36 when he's, I guess, the soonest he could be back would be maybe next August or September.
And the Mets can re-sign him when he's 41.
Well, look at it this way. Not a lot of pitches on him.
It's true.
I tell you. Did Verlander have Tommy John as well?
Yes.
He did, right?
Yes, he did.
One or two?
I think just the one.
One,
I think.
Because I feel like there have been examples of guys that have had it twice, and I've actually come back and pitched well. I'd have to look that up.
I think they're going to actually put a cable in there.
The Marlins beat the Royals 6-1. That's five straight. Luis Arraez, two hits. He's batting .401 on the season. Just quickly, the Jets canceled next week's mandatory mini camp. Rob Sala said it's because they're playing in the Hall of Fame game, so wanted to give the guys a little bit of a break. Damar Hamlin back on the field for the Bills, fully participated in the team's OTA. And in Miami, all talk about the Heat, even from the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel.
It's an example for all teams. I think we're very fortunate to see it firsthand and feel like we're indirectly a part of it. But you know, I think it also goes for just people in general. I think it's a life lesson that you it's amazing what you can accomplish when you really, really, really commit.
No, that's not true.
Well, there you go. You know, by the way, how many celebrities at this game tonight?
Oh,
in Miami? This is going to be like Celebrity Central.
Gloria Estefan.
She'll be there.
Yeah, Mark Anthony. Those are the big J-Lo,
you would think.
A-Rod. Those are the big Miami celebrities, right? Pitbull.
Pitbull's definitely going to be there.
What about the Hilton sisters?
What about Flo Rida?
Don't they live in Miami?
I think so.
Flo Rida.
Yeah. Nikki and Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Initially, when I first saw Flo Rida, I thought he was calling himself Florida.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That's how he spells it.
Who's another big Miami
That's
celebrity?
Like Al with the role models. And then he got mad.
Yes.
Who spells it like this? With the Z. That was funny. I don't know who else. And the Suns did introduce Frank Vogel.
Oh, you're gonna have all sorts of Dolphins there. Tyreek Hill's got to be there, don't you think?
Oh, it's a good one.
Eddie's, of course, said Marino because Marino's on his brain.
Yeah.
Enrique Iglesias. He's another one. David Archuleta. Who was that? Oh, he's a pop singer. Yeah, William H. Macy, Miami guy.
So yeah,
he was on the Rams. Yeah, that's Adam Archuleta, not David Archuleta.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry.
He also works for CBS.
Oh, so he's done playing.
Yes.
He announces games.
With who?
With CBS.
No, I get that. I said, with who? Who's his partner?
So
one of the guys that Al thinks is boring?
It's not a cool game.
Yeah, unfortunately,
that's
no.
It's probably not. True.
Never fits Al's moniker of a cool game, though.
Adam Archuleta game?
Yeah, I can't. Who is the...
Pitbull's another big Miami.
That's
yeah,
a
we,
one.
Yeah,
we did. We said that? Pitbull.
Yeah,
did.
What?
Yeah, I said it.
You said it.
I didn't hear it either.
No, you did because you said Pitbull.
No, I didn't.
Well, somebody did.
I did.
He did. I did. Okay. I heard Florida and Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what was also big down in Miami?
Pitbull.
Pitbull's huge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, yeah. Little Pitbull and Kesha here. Timber.
It's going down. I'm yelling, Timber. You better move. You better dance.
Yeah, we had a band in my morning show I did in Pittsburgh, and this was the song we performed. I played the guitar. Our update anchor played the trumpet. Josh Miller from the Patriots played the harmonica, and our secretary, Nadine, sang. Oh, it was tremendous.
Was it really?
Everybody had a talent.
Do you have a tape of that?
I'm sure somewhere.
You got to find that tape.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was weird because I had no idea. I was just joking around. I'm like, do you know? I said, Josh Miller, do you know how to play anything? And he's like, yeah, the harmonica. I'm like, bull crap, the harmonica, you know?
And he knew how to play it.
He came in the next day. He's like, how? This guy was a punter in the NFL, just breaks out the harmonica.
I do not know how to play the harmonica. That's
no, it. I know. I do understand that. Al can play the piano a little bit. But outside of that, I think that's the musical me with the guitar and Al with the piano. I think that's where it ends.
True.
On this particular program. Thanks to Boar's Head, who stopped by.
I say thanks to Al Dukes because he's the endorser.
He is. Al Dukes is Mr. Boar's Head for us. And without Al, we wouldn't have these wonderful sandwiches here.
Liverwurst.
More liverwurst for
liverwurst.
You.
You want a bite?
No, thank you.
Sure.
I have my own sandwich out there that I requested. So
yes.
I will be having that a little bit later.
I've already eaten half of the liverwurst and American cheese on rye bread. So thank you.
What was the thing? You couldn't have lobster salad at this hour, but liverwurst and cheese you could have at this hour.
I guess so.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, they're buying spots on the air.
Well, absolutely. The lobster salad was not buying spots.
Well, you know, my love of Boar's Head goes all the way back to the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah.
Where I got it brought into Cincinnati.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that when Gina moved from Pittsburgh that she liked more because she grew up in Pittsburgh. She's like, I like this about pizza, obviously, and bagels. Those are obvious things. But there are other things. She's like, oh, I miss this, I miss that, I miss this. I haven't had a bakery. I liked all these things that she would say. She grew up there. The one thing that blew her away, Boar's Head. She was like, this is the best tasting cold cuts I've ever had in my life. He's like, why? She's like, why do we not have Boar's Head in Pittsburgh? Like, you have Boar's Head everywhere. I'm like, well, I don't know.
That's because Boomer was the quarterback of the Bengals, not the Steelers.
If
I was the quarterback of the Steelers, we would have had it there.
Right, exactly. And you tell that story that you left Long Island, went there, no Boar's Head in Cincinnati, bring it in.
Got it in.
Bring it in.
That's right.
I think there's a market there now. Just like the, you know, Las Vegas is the place for all the pro sports teams, I think that we need to now put Boar's Head in all these cities that don't have Boar's Head.
It's crazy that they don't.
It is nuts. All right, let's go to Diane in Cranford, who's now on the fan. What's up, Diane?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, right, Diane. What's happening?
Well, you know, my husband and I were at the dinner last night. We're at the bar watching FNY, and I'm like, read that crawl. We couldn't believe it. My mother-in-law is a huge golf fan, and it's all about tradition. So my two questions are they going to follow the PGA decorum or follow the LIV Golf decorum?
Well, this is something that's going to be worked out, but not every event is going to be like LIV Golf. You don't have to worry about that. There might be a combination, you know, but like the, you know, the RBC Heritage Classic and the Travelers, it's not going to be now, you know, 54 holes and music blasting everywhere. They're going to have their traditions.
And guys wearing shorts, it's going to be 72 holes. They're still going to play the way that the PGA wants them to play. Now, when those PGA Tour events are over, and if they do sprinkle LIV events within the PGA Tour, then maybe those rules will take over for that particular tournament. That may be what's going to happen. But look, at the end of the day, it's going to be who's making the most money and whether or not these PGA Tour players are going to get paid off now because of standing with the PGA Tour. If they don't, then there's still going to be more of a fight ahead.
Right, and I just feel bad for all the family and friends who lost loved ones, you know, and it's just, to me, it feels like a slap in the face.
Yeah, well, it is.
It is. It's 100% it is.
It's just horrible.
And especially, Diane, the slap in the face is even worse in the fact that it almost felt like the families were being used until they weren't needed any longer. I mean, that's the thing that's the worst about it. It was like, let's bring them in here, you know, use them as a platform, and now all of a sudden, when things are working out for us financially, like, we'll just slough them off to the side and get in bed with the Saudis. I mean, that's the biggest thing.
It's such a betrayal. I mean, you know, I didn't lose anybody, but it's so horrible. It still resonates with all of us pretty much in the tri-state area. Plus, other people from other countries, you know, suffered that day.
I mean, that's
what I think about.
It's also the Pentagon. It's also Pennsylvania.
Right.
You know, you got to remember how many people are affected by this, and whether it's, you know, a perception or real or whatever, there is a real disgust towards Jay Monahan this morning. And it all started with a guy. This is amazing to me. You know, and I said it this morning, and it's confirmed.
Yeah.
You know, and the Saudi Arabian representative said it yesterday on CNBC, that he was contacted by Jim Dunn. Now, Jim Dunn is America's golfer, if you will. He knows everybody in the golf community. He's a part of many great golf clubs. There isn't a person that I know has ever said a bad word about him. He was a founder of Sandler O'Neill. They lost like over 60 people in 9/11. So he was on the front lines of this. And he's the one who called Liv to try to bring the two entities together. So maybe that is the what's the word I'm looking for? The camouflage, if you will, or the protection for the PGA Tour, that a guy that was personally involved and lost so many people was able to make this happen.
Well, that's not going to help anybody parse through this in any other way than for us to call him a hypocrite and
especially
a snake.
When you read, well, you know, and Golf Digest did a big story on him a few years back, and there are comments in that story that when you put it together with this, you know, makes him look like a hypocrite as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.